James, here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery firefighters are investigating a fire at Midtown Oaks Apartments on Carter Hill Road over the weekend. Several units responded to the scene around 9 o'clock Saturday night. No injuries were reported. Millbrook police have identified an additional suspect in a shooting that happened last Tuesday. Police are searching for Mia Ziegler. The shooting happened in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say a man was shot as people in a Tahoe drove by a house. And an Air Force mechanic who worked with the Tuskegee Airmen has died at the age of 100. Police say Wilfred DeFore died of natural causes in New York Saturday morning. A New York City post office was named in his honor last month. He worked for the Postal Service for 30 years after his military service. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at Martha Ray's Florist.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market? Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
The news of you, 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. All right, Jack is out. If you're just tuning in for the third hour, he'll be back Wednesday. If you don't like me, turn it off. Actually, no, turn it on. I'm going to win you over today. Keep it on. If you don't like me, keep it on. I'm going to win you over today. If I don't win you over today, give me until tomorrow. And I'll try to win you over tomorrow. If I can't win you over today or tomorrow, maybe by Wednesday, we'll have you back. So Jack will be back Wednesday. You can just tune in to hear him. Our number 272-9228. Third hour of news and views officially underway. We're here from 9 to noon each and every day, Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, 9 to 12. So it's just hour three of a 15-hour week. You got a lot of boot camp learning ahead of you. Let's head to the phones, 272-9228. Ritz?
Hey, now who in the world wouldn't like Baron Coleman? That's a ridiculous statement.
Ritz. At various times. I'll tell you who. That caller Don that called earlier, he's only called about, he's probably called four times in the last 2 years since I called him the worst caller in talk radio history. He doesn't like me, but he is the worst caller in talk radio history. So, you know.
Well, you know, you can't agree with everybody all the time, but that doesn't indicate any dislike.
I think
the world of you. You just, you know, sometimes I don't agree with you, but
you know, the only
time
I've
you
ever,
hit the mark.
You know, the only time I've ever truly disliked you
was
when you made a meme out of my haircut. I got a bad, it wasn't even a bad haircut. I just got a different haircut than I'm accustomed to having.
And, now that's what friends do. We bust each other's chops.
Yeah, well, you busted my chops were thoroughly busted.
Oh, man, I didn't know you took offense to that. I would have never done that.
Ritz, if I had taken offense, I wouldn't have brought it back up.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was funny. And, you know, I thought that was pretty neat that you were brave enough to share that head. That was an unusual hairdo, but it was well coiffed, and I'm sure it wasn't age appropriate for you. You're a little too distinguished for a hairdo like that.
Well, I will defer to you on that.
Okay. Well, hey, the reason I called is, and I agree with you 100% on this Brexit stuff, and I don't like them relitigating it after the people's voices have spoken. And as a matter of fact, I have a couple friends on Facebook from England that they're furious.
Yeah.
They're beside themselves. And but I also would like to ask you just your opinion. What's the difference between them doing that to this Brexit deal and us having to deal with this all the time with the gambling issue? Because I thought we spoke on that.
We are you talking about the lottery?
Yeah, well, gambling, I mean, period.
19 years ago, there was a vote on the lottery, if that's what you're saying.
So we have to relitigate it all the time? I mean, hey, let me tell you something. Right out of the chute, they were wanting to relitigate it. Every time a governor's race came up, it was an issue. I'll get you a lottery. You know, that was one of their planks. You know, we'll get a lottery.
Well,
we're giving our money away, you know. And since
that lottery vote in 99... Tennessee's lottery has been wildly successful. Georgia's lottery is pretty successful. Florida's lottery is very successful. Mississippi now is going to have a lottery in addition to sports gaming, in addition to casino style gaming. So, you know, we are four cornered by gaming. At the time in 1999, we weren't necessarily four cornered. But I think, look, I am one of those who says you can bring things up 12 years later. And so for the last 7 years, it's been a ripe, live issue. If we vote on, if we get another lottery vote and they screw it up and it doesn't pass, then I'm with you. For 12 years, we shouldn't bring it back up. But I will just point out something based on the map. Everyone under the age of 37 was legally precluded from voting on that lottery vote when it was held back in 1999. Everyone presently under the age of 37 was legally precluded from voting on that, which is over a third of your voters. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying you got to bring it up every year, but 19 years is long enough. You can't say, well, we had a vote last millennium, and so we're never going to vote on it again.
Well, that's a very good explanation. And, like I said earlier, I don't give a flip in one way or the other. I question the effectiveness of a lottery as far as making life better for people. I would be willing to challenge that. But either way, if that's what the people want, then so be it. But my issue has always been, Baron, is how they went about it. And, you know, like the last time, they were going to set up these little fiefdoms for these gambling magnets here in the state.
Well, that's why they voted it down. I know people who worked on the, and several people who worked on the Yes Vote campaign, were paid operatives for the Yes Vote campaign, who went home and voted no.
Yeah. Why would they even bother to put out some trash like that? Why don't they give us something we deserve?
I think they thought it couldn't lose, and here was their chance to steal.
Evidently so.
That I honestly, truthfully believe. I mean, you know, I'm not
crapping all over Don Siegelman's political grave, but in a way I'm going to.
But that's exactly what happened, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, Don Siegelman was not an honest actor, and he got caught and went to prison. But he was not an honest actor. And he nor his friends obeyed common sense when putting that lottery bill together. And they thought, all right, we've got a bill here that cannot fail. Because Don Siegelman ran for election based solely on the education lottery. Don, what's your plan to deal with Don? What's your plan to deal with state retirees? Did someone mention the education lottery? Don, what's your plan for roads and bridges up in Madison County? Did you mention the education lottery? Did you know we're going to fund education through the lottery? I mean, he ran exclusively on the education lottery and won. And so I think they thought, all right, we'll put the lottery on the ballot and it can't lose. We've already had this election once. He won. And
only in Alabama can your sole platform be a lottery, and then as soon as you get into office, lottery vote fails.
Yeah, and it failed because it was a crooked bill. If it had been what they call a clean lottery bill, where you know what a clean lottery bill is? It's where you just sign on to one of these multi-state lotteries, Powerball and Mega Millions, and the state doesn't actually get into the gaming business. We just facilitate ticket purchasing and collect a portion of the revenue. Had it been just one of those, it would have passed.
Yeah.
It would have passed. And if you put one of those on the ballot tomorrow, it passes 70-30.
Yeah, you know, that's my biggest fear, that, you know, you would concentrate all the power and all that money in just a few families in the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
And that breeds corruption.
No, I agree with you. What they need is they need just a regular lottery commission, and they need to just sign on to these multi-state lotteries. Don't do over-the-counter scratch-off tickets. That's where all the money's made. You know, if you just do these say you just sign on to Mega Millions and Powerball and any of these other multi-state lotteries, and Alabama doesn't have its own lottery, and you don't do scratch-off tickets, we might only as a state realize $50 to $100 million a year in lottery revenue. But it takes the issue off the table, and very few people are going to go broke buying tickets on Monday for a drawing Wednesday night. Because it's not an immediate enough high, and you can't do it enough. You can only do it twice a week. You can only hit that high twice a week.
Man, you got to have the scratch-offs, though.
The scratch-offs is what causes people to take a $400 paycheck and go spend $300 on scratch-offs.
Really?
Yeah. That's where people's lives are ruined in the lottery. It's the scratch-offs, not the weekly tickets.
What about the question of the impact on Indian casinos and what type of gambling they would be allowed to have?
You would have to enter into a compact with the Indians in all likelihood.
Because
if you have here's the great misunderstanding, and it can be cleared up. You know who's excellent at this? I've seen a public presentation by this guy on this issue. Believe it or not, we disagree politically on a lot of things. Brian Taylor, former senator from Prattville, state senator from Prattville, now the legal advisor to the governor, maybe on his way out of here, but presently occupies that position. He did a brilliant job one time of explaining why the lottery machines or the bingo machines at the Indian reservations are legal under state and federal law, and they're illegal when you bring them into Macon County or Greene County or Lowndes County. He did a great presentation on that. And here's essentially what he said. Gambling is made into three classes on the federal level. There's class one, class two, and class three. Class one gaming is, you know, foolish little games that nobody plays. Class two and class three is where we really talk about gaming in any real capacity. Class two is basically bingo and a couple other small games, but it's bingo. And what the federal law says, what the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act says is, if you allow inside the cozy confines of your state class two gaming in any capacity, you can limit it to certain class two games like paper bingo in the state. But on the Indian reservations, they can go to the far extreme of class two gaming. So if you allow any class two gaming, the Indians get all class two gaming, which includes, for the purpose of federal law, electronic bingo. So electronic bingo is recognized as a class two game on an Indian reservation, while it's considered illegal under Alabama's activist Supreme Court's interpretation of the game of bingo. Okay? So that's how you can simultaneously have those two. There are a lot of people that are confused by that, including the former U.S. Attorney George Beck, who I think feigned confusion. But he acted confused in a letter he sent to the Indian Gaming Regulatory Affairs Agency, or whatever it's called, the Department of the Interior. And he asked them, how is it that this is legal and that's illegal? And that was the answer he got back, essentially, which is Class 2 gaming is a broad category, and if the state allows any Class 2 gaming, bingo, paper bingo is considered Class 2 gaming. If you allow any Class 2 gaming, they can do all Class 2 gaming. Now, the regular casino games, roulette, poker, blackjack, table games, anything like that, your regular casino games and lotteries, those are considered Class 3 games. The same doesn't hold true on Class 3 games. So on Class 2 games, if you allow any Class 2 gaming, and Alabama does, we allow parimutuel waging, we allow, you know, that's actually Class 3, believe it or not. So the Indians could engage in parimutuel waging if they wanted to right now, where they do simulcast horse racing, because Alabama allows it in the state. Macon County and Jefferson County and Mobile County have parimutuel waging. And that's a Class 3 game. But on Class 3 gaming, you can only do the Class 3 game that the state legalizes. But here's the thing on a lottery. Lottery is a very broad term. Parimutuel waging is a very narrow term. Parimutuel waging means simulcast dog or horse racing.
Yeah, you're watching something live for people that don't know what it is. Yeah. You're watching a live dog race or horse
and
race.
And you're betting at a local establishment.
And you're just like as if you were standing there in Kentucky.
Right.
You're just doing it here. Remotely.
Right. But that's very narrow. Lottery is a very broad word. And so if you have a statewide lottery, that gives the Indians lottery access on their casinos, which is scratch-off tickets, which is pull tabs, which is keno, all the kind of stuff that gets people really hooked on gambling. Okay? And that's something you would have to address. You would have to address the fact that lottery is such a broad word that you would almost be compelled, I think, at that point to enter into a compact with the Indians to allow them to keep their Class 2 bingo and whatever Class 3 game we were having, to allow them to go no farther than we went, to allow them to limit themselves by agreement because we agree not to mess with them or something like that.
So wouldn't you agree before we ever even tried to pursue a lottery that had to be dealt with first before we even to ensure a successful lottery? Wouldn't the first step logically be deal with the Indians and get that out of the way?
Wouldn't you have to do that, Baron?
Well, I think...
But
you would have like 18 months in between the passage of the lottery bill in the legislature and the time it appears on a ballot.
Well, let me butt in and ask you a question, Baron. Down in Florida, how did they initiate that? Because you've got the huge gambling operation that the Indians have down in Florida. And did Florida go to them and establish their compact before?
They have an agreement with Florida.
I know they have one, but they did that before they went into lottery. And is it basically the state says we're not going to allow private industry to come in and set up casinos
But what they have in Florida is a card room at a horse track. That's a very specific game. It's not like they're running full-scale casino operations.
Okay.
The Creeks aren't. The Seminoles are. I mean, if you've been to the Hollywood Hard Rock down in South Florida, that's a casino. I mean, you can do whatever you can do at a casino there. But that's specific to the Seminoles. That's a compact directly with them.
So they have two compacts, one with the Creeks and one with the Seminoles.
I think they have an agreement with the Creeks. I'm not sure they have a compact with them. I think they basically have an agreement that you guys have a dog track, so you can do as much as dog track gaming. And they have a law there that at dog tracks they can play cards. Like Pompano Beach is a dog track with a poker room. I used to play there all the time when I lived in Delray.
And nobody watches the dogs run.
No.
They just go in there and play cards.
I don't even think they run dogs anymore. You just play cards.
It's like what Milton used to do up there.
You can simulcast if you want.
Was that a dog just run by? And everybody's in there pulling the slots. I mean playing electronic bingo.
Playing electronic bingo.
Not pulling the slots.
So, yeah. But anyway, I agree with you. Yeah, you'll have to get something done. But you have 18 months to get it done afterwards. And I guess you could make the vote conditional on having an agreement with the Indians. You could put in there. Look, we're gonna have a vote. We're gonna put on the ballot, provided we get a deal with the Indians. In the meantime,
well, I think a lot of people have heartburn with that because they would have the lingering fear that would cause full fledged casino gambling. And I don't think a lot of people are ready for that.
May I make a prediction to you?
Go ahead, friend.
The bingo bill, the lottery bill will pass in the next session. And it will be on the ballot, and it will pass as well, overwhelmingly. Whether or not we end up with scratch-offs or just a clean lottery bill is yet to be determined. But I do think the lottery bill will pass.
Do you think it'll be a well-written bill or trash?
Rhett, how long have you been following politics in the state of Alabama?
I'm showing my ignorance. I'm sorry.
I'm sure that was a rhetorical question you just put forth. A well-written bill from our Congress here in Alabama?
No, it will not be a well-written bill. In all likelihood, it'll be completely deferential to the legislature to change in the moment's notice. Thanks for your call, Ritz. Wish we had more time to get into that. We will as the session lingers on, because it'll come up. Gas tax and lottery. Go ahead and assume they've already passed. We'll be back.
Darling, I don't live without you.
Talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards always on sale. We offer the nicest $2.99 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I'm closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerless chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here wishing you a Merry Christmas from Capital City Ace Hardware. This time of year is perfect for gathering and grilling. For a limited time, we have an incredible bundle sale on our large and extra large Big Green Eggs, with over $300 savings on either size. Now is the time to buy a Big Green Egg as a gift or keep it for yourself. This package deal is too good to miss out on. So come and see us over at Capital City Ace Hardware at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To mention the scandal,
falls from my
eyes. When I mentioned Kyler Murray won the Heisman, the USA Today went out and started searching through the poor kid's text history and saw where he called someone a queer 9 years ago.
When he was 13 and 14.
That's shameful.
Now, think about the language that you hear come out of your children's mouth when they, especially when they first start learning curse words.
Yeah, that's just, I've experiment.
I've gone through it four times with all my youngins.
The worst. The news.
Fortunately,
media,
they didn't have Twitter and they couldn't put something out that said for time in memoriam.
I'm so glad.
Oh my God! Can you imagine George Baron Coleman if you would have had access to? Even just text messages were
saying. I was too stupid to realize you shouldn't say certain things on answering machines. I got in trouble for things I said on answering machines. Can you imagine what social media would have done to this young man? Career would have been direct. There would be no news and views.
I think the board's on fire. I see wisps of smoke
trust
coming
me,
up.
I smell wisps of smoke. We're getting this headphone jack fixed. I got a senior engineer here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
The best in the business.
Under the board here. All right, 272-9228. Let's take the back to the telephone in just a second. 272-9228. but first, I got to tell you about my friend Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. 284-9292. That's how you get in touch with Tom Latham. 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyearned.co. Co.
And you know, it's that time of the year to have an outdoor kitchen or to have a fire pit or somewhere to gather outside when it's, you know, in the 50s at night and you can stand around and there's no mosquitoes or anything. Just a wonderful time to have something like that. And, you know, or just spruce up your backyard. Get you some stamped concrete.
Yes.
What they do with that is absolutely amazing. It looks like somebody's been in there laying Italian tile for hours and hours and hours. And they just pour the concrete. They run these stamps on it. They sprinkle out the dye on it so you can have borders and all that stuff.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
Get on the Facebook page for Penny Earn Concrete Technologies and check it out. Get on the Facebook page. Look at it. You'll see it. You'll be just amazed. You'll be just amazed. They got thousands of pictures available. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, again, 284-9292. 284-9292. Check them out online, pennyearn.co. Urbanite.
Yeah, I have a Baron question and a Grand Mufti question.
Go with the Baron question first.
Baron question is going to be...
The Grand Mufti needs to warm up.
The Baron question is going to be pertaining to the alleged lottery, if we got it. Could we go to general fund instead of special education fund? But I know how these guys right here love to copy other states. And my thing is, we need engineers and doctors in this state. And I would rather give the money to a kid majoring in that instead of basket weaving.
So your question is what?
This is a statement more than a question.
I didn't hear a question in there.
All right, do you think the general public would be amenable to going with sending the money to the general fund instead of the special education trust fund?
Yes.
As far as the lottery.
I don't think it matters where you put the money. The lottery's going to pass. The people want the lottery. 70% approval rating for lottery in the state. If you put lottery on the ballot, it passes. The lottery wins the day. Yes, I think that would be fine. We could, and frankly, the Education Trust Fund doesn't need the money.
Exactly. We need the money in the general fund.
Correct.
That's where we borrow and rob and take the one-time money to shore up the general. It's not the education, but education budget is funded fine every year.
You ready for the Grand Mufti question?
The Grand Mufti is in.
He just put his hat on, Urbanite.
This is a Brexit statement. Do you believe that the globalists are nervous about England going its own way? Because let's face it, England and Germany are probably the back pockets of all of Europe.
Are the globalists worried about the United Kingdom going its own way? I think the globalists are worried about setting the precedent that you can leave the European Union when you want to. Even though Article 50 allows that option, no one's ever triggered it. It took a vote of the people. It was a very close vote. It's just like, frankly, our country went to war to make the point that you can't leave once you've joined. And some of our joining documents, we didn't have an Article 50. Some of our joining documents just said you can get the hell out whenever you want. I mean, Texas basically said we're going to come to the Union as an experiment, and if we don't like it, we're out. That's in their document joining the country. So I guess, you know, Texas could get out whenever they wanted.
Yeah, they can still leave from what I understand.
Yeah, but tried that once. Didn't work. You know, they don't let you leave. You kind of, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves is the mentality of this country. So, yeah, I think the globalists are worried about it. I think they're worried about it. It's the same reason I wanted Scotland to leave the United Kingdom. Okay. I wanted to set the precedent that you could leave in modern times in the 21st century, you could leave political unions if they were not suiting your needs. In the 19th century, you could not.
When has the UK ever let Scotland down since they conquered them?
When has the UK ever not let Scotland down? You're talking about a persecuted minority.
Yeah, right. Okay.
They're not even members of the House of Lords.
Have a nice day.
All right. Now, when have they ever let Scotland down? When have they ever not let Scotland down?
Imagine the globalist dream of the United States joining the EU. I mean, you're talking about the epitome of a globalist wet dream. And I think that's where, you know, the powers.
Isn't that what NATO is?
I think that's where they were trying to aim us, is you bring NAFTA and all that into the EU, and then you've got you really got the one world. You would have China, India, and Russia, and everybody else, for the most part.
Yeah, you'd have your BRIC countries, and then you'd have the old guard, United States and
Trump
Europe.
Has thrown a big old monkey wrench in all that.
The Grand Mufti's in. Calls welcome 272-9228, 34 minutes after 11.
It's a good looking hat, too.
This is a Mufti hat. When you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America? You and me. Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home on the free, yeah. Little pink houses.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinancing your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another cloudy, cold day in progress. A risk of some spotty showers, perhaps. The rain chance is relatively small. Today's high temperature will struggle to reach 46. Tonight, cloudy, then gradual clearing. Cold, overnight low temperature 31 by dawn. Tomorrow, sunshine returns. Still cold, but a little better. High around 54. Low tomorrow night, 30. Then on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Not as cool. High in the upper 50s. Then on Thursday, with a high temperature in the low 60s, a cloudy day, risk of a shower late in the day. Rain becomes likely Thursday night into Friday. It looks like it could be another soaker and windy as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Minutes to the top of the hour. My friend Truth Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Hey, you say, but bam, it's Monday. What are you talking about Truth Booth for? He's not open. Truth Booth and Heirloom Jewelers.
Holiday hours.
They're not open till Tuesday. Aha! That's where I got you stymied, amigo. Monday, open Monday this week and next week and the next week. Holiday hours, extended hours, open till 5:30, I believe. On Monday through Friday, and then open till 4:30 on Saturday.
Usually, oh, not 9 to noon on Saturday?
No, like 10 to 5 or something, 10 to 4:30, some crazy long hours. Get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get the opportunity. Mention you heard it on the radio. You get 10% off your purchase. The racks are just full of heirloom antique quality jewelry over at Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth is an absolute maniac when it comes to buying jewelry, too. You bring in a piece, he's going to offer to buy it. I'm telling you. He's going to offer to buy. He says he buys about 90% of whatever comes in the door. I said, but Troop, how can you make 90% of people sell you? He said, look, I offer the best price. And they know they're not going to get a better price anywhere else. And he's not like these people that just weigh your gold. I mean, he looks at the diamonds. He looks at the sapphires, the emeralds, the rubies, and he gives you top dollar. He showed me a $12,000 check he wrote for somebody one time. $10,000 check to another person. $7,500 to this guy. $9,000 to that guy. He writes big checks over at Heirloom Jewelers. You need big checks? Goodbye and talk to Troop over at Heirloom Jewelers. I'm Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, between right next to Rick and Moe's, if you are familiar with that establishment. If not, it's across from the old sign.
We got some serious stuff coming in now.
Hold on. You hit my dump. That's okay. I get it back up. I just heard it go out. Anyway, they got serious stuff going on over at Heirloom Jewelers. Get by there when you get a chance. Our number 272-9228 when you want to get in. 272-9228. 20 minutes till the top of the hour. 84 sits in. Jack Campbell out. He'll be back on Wednesday. All right.
So Wednesday I can call in and say, Jack, how you doing?
Here is what's going on. I saw this on Drudge. I spent 25 minutes bashing Drudge this morning, but then I'll admit I still go there all the time. Drudge has a great, there were two stories up there, about screen time changing the structure of children's brains. Now, I would be lying if I said my children never looked at screens. I'm talking about phones and iPads,
right.
Smartphones and iPads. I would be lying to you if I said they never looked at screens, even television. But we do make an effort to try to limit it. They don't have any devices that are their own, particularly the younger kids. If they're using a phone, it's Jessica's or mine. And if they are using an iPad, it's mine. And they have to ask before they use any of it, and they can only use it for short periods of time. So, you know, that's kind of the start. And we do have television. We do have a cable subscription service, but they don't watch it all the time. You know, we have designated times they're allowed to watch it, an hour here, 30 minutes there. Scientists are following 11,000 9 and 10-year-olds. They interviewed them. They did brain scans of 4,500 of the children so far in a $300 million landmark study founded by the National Institute of Health. They covered this on 60 Minutes yesterday. There are two stories, a CBS story and a Bloomberg story I'm reading here. Of the 4,500 children they followed, they were able to, that they scanned already, they were able to find out that daily screen usage changed your child's brain, including prematurely thinning out the brain cortex. This is the outermost layer that processes information from the physical world. So when you feel, see, smell, hear, taste, and so forth, involves, you know, other, you know, not critical thinking and stuff necessarily, but it's thinning out the brain cortex. It's actually physically changing the structure of the brain. And they said the difference was significant from, it's still building, significant from people who didn't, the significant difference from the people who did not have daily screen time. Did not have daily screen time.
And what do they consider daily screen time? Is that 30 minutes or 3 hours or 6 hours?
I think it started at 2 hours and it capped off around 9 hours.
Well, what about the education system now where they've gone away from books where everything's on iPads? And so, I mean, even when you're doing something productive, you're staring at a screen.
Yep.
Because I had this conversation with one of mine this weekend. You're looking at that too much and it's affecting...
It absolutely is affecting people's ability to concentrate and think, pay attention, all that kind of stuff. There's no doubt about it. Attention span, and it's been happening. The television didn't help that. Go back and watch some of the older movies. Like some of my favorite movies are 70s and 80s movies. I love, for example, the movie Ordinary People. It's one of my top five movies of all time. I love Ordinary People. But if you watch it, what you'll notice is the scenes are minutes long. There'll be a two-minute long scene where they don't do a screen break for like 90 seconds or 2 minutes. It's just, and the actors do 2 solid minutes of acting in between screen breaks. And what I mean by screen breaks is where it jumps to another camera angle. I'm not talking about a setting change. I'm talking about a screen break. So if you're watching... an older movie, say from the 70s. I watched Kramer versus Kramer long ago, and I noticed the exact same thing. There was a scene in the kitchen where the husband, Dustin Hoffman, and the child were sitting in the kitchen, and it was remarkable to me because the child is a child actor, and he had to memorize all those lines and keep in the mode for like 2 minutes during a kitchen scene where they did not change the screen at all. Mm-hmm. There was no screen change. Yeah. It was one camera at the end of the kitchen for 2 minutes watching the two of them interact. For 2 solid minutes. And I thought, you know, this couldn't be done today. People wouldn't watch this. Their attention span's too short. Watch a commercial. The average 30-second commercial has 20 screen changes. More than one every 2 seconds.
Right.
About every second and a half, there's a screen change. Boom. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Boom, boom. Those are screen changes.
I'm seeing it right here just on watching Fox News.
Yeah, even news does screen changes.
5 seconds at the most before you're cutting camera angles.
And camera angles, that's probably a better way to do it, screen change. But that's what you're talking about there. So there's no doubt television has even impacted people's ability to pay attention, their attention span, and all that kind of stuff. But the screen, the iPad and the phone takes it to a whole nother level. It takes it because it's interactive. It's the same backlit stimuli, but you get to scroll with it with your hands and change it and manipulate it. And it's actually changing the brains of children. They're going to follow these 11,000 kids for more than 10 years. They're going to eventually consume $300 million. They're going to keep doing brain scans and all this kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, a thinning cortex is something that usually happens in your later years.
Yeah,
when you're on the downhill side, 60s, 70s, 80s, that's when your cortex is usually thinning. You now have 9 and 10-year-olds that are experiencing a thinning cortex. We don't know. There is no, I guess that's what they're trying to do, but there's no study yet of what that means for society, not just for an individual child, but think about a society where 90% of children have this phenomenon taking place. Think about the impact that has on a society.
Well, that's frightening on the face, but the cynic or the tinfoil hat wearer inside of me thinks, is this study, or are they just doing this so that they can regulate cell phone usage and add a tax to it or add a service fee?
You wouldn't think a 10-year study from the National Institute of Health would do.
Well, who's funding the study?
Well, the NIH, federal government. I mean, that's who.
Oh,
that's who's
so funding. The federal government? No, they wouldn't be up to anything.
What I'm saying is, they would do it, I think, on an expedited basis if that was the goal. They would do it on a 6-month, 2-year basis at the most, because by 10 years, I mean, are they even still going to be there? You know, the people in charge and all. I don't know. It's an interesting study. I think people need to look at it. Really, really need to pay attention to how much screen time children are getting. And if they have their own devices, I'm not telling you don't let them have their own devices. I'm not paternalistic. I'm not telling you how to raise your kids. But if they do have their own devices, maybe pay attention.
Well, I just have more of an issue. I mean, regardless of what the actual impact of the screen itself is doing, is having a child. I mean, we all see them where all they ever do is hold something. Go to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of people sitting around staring at their phone. And grown-ups are just as bad.
Yeah.
They're no better than the children.
The spinal industry business is going to be huge in 20 years.
My chiropractor told me about 5 years ago of the increase of people with lower neck problems.
Yep.
And it was from that, with your head tilted down too many hours.
Not supposed to look down like that. I mean, it's not a natural look. Not a natural look. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. 3 men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Big A Tire's been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. Online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Yes, coming from the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at PeachesandClean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in. 9 minutes to the top of the hour. Sometimes you have an idea.
And that's why off-mic conversations are off-mic conversations.
It is, but sometimes you have an idea and you think,
yeah,
I know how to solve that. We can fix that right now. Let me call my friends.
That's right.
Problem solved. Our number 272-9228, 9 minutes to the top of the hour. My friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Guys, let me tell you, it is a wild, wacky world out there. We're in one of those weird times where there are more jobs available than there are people to fill those jobs. And you've got people running around like crazy, scared to death that their employees are going to up and leave and go somewhere else. You know the number one way to hedge against that? It's not paying them more. It's not being nicer, none of that kind of stuff. It's employee benefits packages. It's insurances. It's better prices on insurances and better everything. I mean, better benefit packages. It's all about the bennies, baby. That's what that's what the song should have been. The Puff Daddy song, it's all about the Benjamins, baby. Should have been, it's all about the benefits, baby. Get those better benefits. Call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 365-1502, 365-1502. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. The easiest way to do this is just to jump on their website. CornerstoneMGA.com. That's M for managing. Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com. You get a little introductory primer on what all's going on, what all they offer. Really, really fantastic stuff. CornerstoneMGA.com. 356. I had the number wrong the first time. 356-1502. So if you wrote it down the first time I said it today, erase it and write it over again. 356-1502. 356-1502. So what have we learned today? We've learned don't let your kids look at the screen so often. Really cool story here about why people like me have outkicked our coverage in life. What straight-A students get wrong. What straight-A students get wrong. There's a psychologist named Dr. Adam Grant. He said, if you always succeed in school, you're not setting yourself up for success in life. And he did. What he did was he did a little study. He looked at people who were successful across the spectrum.
Could he not have done this study like 35 years ago when I was in high school?
He was a teaching. He was a teaching guy at Wharton, Wharton School of Business. And he went there. I'm plugged into that. Okay. He went to Wharton, and while he was teaching, he sort of figured something out. He figured out his best students, his smartest, brightest, and most creative students were not the ones who got the top grades in each class.
Dude, keep talking.
Then he went and noticed the ones who were obsessing over the straight A's, who would do anything at all to get the A, were so eager to please and stay within the system that they would, he believed at the time, they would never be the ones who changed the system for the better. They would never be the innovators. They would never be the creative ones. They would never be any of that kind of stuff because they just wanted to go along and get along. They wanted to figure out what is required for me to get the A and go and get the A.
Makes perfect sense.
So then he went and he started looking at evidence of whether or not he was correct. In the last 10 years, he sort of studied and he went and he looked at architects.
Architects.
People in the architectural sciences. He went and looked at
architecturers. That sounds like a word I would say, man.
And he noticed the architecturers that broke the mold, that had the really famous buildings that really did well, were really B and C students.
Mama, are you up there listening?
The plain, boring architects who just pumped out the work and just did the safe stuff, those were the people that got straight A's. Those were the top of the class architects. And the reason, he said, was because grades don't assess qualities like creativity, leadership, teamwork skills, social, emotional, political intelligence. They just judge your ability to follow ingredients and follow steps that are prescribed for you.
You just said the word ingredients. The greatest cooks are, how much did you put in that? Oh, I don't know.
Right.
Enough. You know, it's, you can take a recipe and put exactly 1.5 cups and, well, you know, a half a cup of cheese.
He concludes, he says, getting straight A's requires conformity. Having an influential career demands originality. In a study of students who graduate at the top of their class, the education researcher Karen Arnold found that although they usually had successful careers, they rarely reached the upper echelons. Here is the quote, the devastating quote. Valedictorians aren't likely to be future's visionaries. They typically settle into the system instead of shaking it up.
Our valedictorian
Thomas Herge. He is now becoming a priest.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, so and his valedictorian speech was like high-minded theology. It's like talking about death in the middle of us graduating from high school. It's like, thanks, Thomas. Appreciate it, man.
Like a bad funeral?
It's not like I heard, from Dust You Came and Dust You Will Return enough. But no, he's brilliant. I love talking to that guy.
The reason I bring this up on this show in particular, I think one of the problems we have at government, in the court system in particular, is this over-reliance in federal hiring on grades. Because if you have high grades in college, high school, if you have straight A's in high school, you go to Ivy League schools. You go to Ivy League schools and get straight A's, you go to the best law schools and graduate schools. And when you go to the best law schools and graduate schools, you end up at the Supreme Court clerking or being a Supreme Court justice, or you end up the head of some agency somewhere, or you end up falling into the system. And those are not the visionaries. Those are not the original thinkers. Those are the people who just follow the system. And so what we get more of the same.
And he said it in the article. I wish he would have gone further. He said the straight A student is more of a conformist.
Right.
And that's the problem. That is the goal and the design of the federal education system, is not necessarily just to educate, is to make you conform to a certain set of standards. Never question the professor ever.
Right.
You're going to get shot down.
Yeah.
And just accept it because it's written in the book. I'm wearing a coat and tie. I said it. That makes it the truth.
But the people who control our court system primarily, the federal Article III court system, and the people who control the upper echelons of the federal government, are these people they're talking about. They're
right.
The straight-A students who are not original, not creative, and can't solve problems. They just know how to go along to get along and further the system they're trapped in. And that's what we end up with, is more of the same over and over and over. So I would encourage, and the president, I think, has done an okay job with this, but he's had two picks for the Supreme Court, and both of them have been the same Ivy League thing. He needs to get out of that mindset. He needs to start looking for cabinet officials and chiefs of staff and all these people who were B and C students. And frankly,
nominate somebody from Jones School of Law to go on to the Supreme Court.
Frankly, a lot of the schools and professors and all that kind of stuff also have that same mentality. We got to hire the people with the best grades. We got to hire the people with the best grades. So I bring it up just to say, change things. Guys, my friends at Colt Plumbing help sponsor the third hour of this program. Get by the telephone when you get the opportunity. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check Colt Plumbing out online anytime, day or night. ColtPlumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook. Like them, share them, let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services right here in the River Region. They're number one and the number two business for a reason. They have proprietary pipelining technology. They don't have to dig a hole in most instances. They get the job right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. That's a quote from C.C. Colt. Hall Call family over there, 279-8919. When you have trouble with your ball,
call on Call!